南無妙法蓮華経、南無妙法蓮華経、南無妙法蓮華経。
Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your practice. I hope this finds you in good health, secure. I put up a video yesterday, day before, talking about this now not being now, the whole thing about time. And I mentioned in that video that I wanted to do some kind of visual representation. So I did that. And it's just another one of those kind of, I don't know why I call them cheat sheets, but it's just a visual aid. And I put it up on threefoldlotus.com, right next to the now is not now button, right under the 3000 realms and, you know, things about time, what is a moment, that kind of thing. So if you scroll down on the study materials, course study materials page, you'll have to scroll down maybe a full page. Then you'll see the 3000 realms and so forth. And you'll see a link called Timelines. And it looks like this. So the idea is that we generally think of time as linear. Duh, right? We all know this. And so, but when we talk about moments in our Buddhist study, this is why the line here is represented by dots, right? Because those are moments. And we tend to think, again, linearly. So a dot after a dot after a dot, and everything goes from past to future, right? This is our time sandwich. Additionally, and I think rather curiously, because we think of time this way, we think that this applies to everything. Frank's time, Marquita's time, Alice's time, the cosmos's timeline, the Earth's timeline, it forms a grid of sorts. If you look at how all those dots line up top to bottom and side to side, and everything's experiencing time at the same time, right? Well, Einstein proved that this was wrong, but this isn't a math class, and I'm not trying to create some pseudoscience here. Buddhism is experiential, right? We know by experience, by our own experience, what works, what doesn't work, right? This is how we discover truth in Buddhism. So when we consider all other experiences this same linear time from past to future, when we examine this more closely as Buddhists, what we find in the picture on the left here is that moment to moment, each moment can go any direction it wants, because if you take the word direction, which is our linear thinking, and opt out of that and replace it with the idea of potential, which potential has no parameters. Potential exhibits expressions of all sorts of parameters as the formations, right? So moments in Buddhism are the same thing. Moments go through formations into the following moments. This is the realm of the 3,000 realms, right? All of these influences. So that dot with all the arrows going in and out of it represent Buddhist ideas of time. And notice the arrows go both ways. What leads to that moment, what goes out of that moment, is open to potential. So on the right side, our timelines begin to look more like this. Is definitely not strictly linear. It's still somewhat, it has a structure of one after another, but it doesn't have a particular direction. It's just wandering around, perceiving and experiencing, right? Think of how many times you've told yourself, why am I in this situation again? Well, right? If time was truly linear, then you'd never find yourself in the same situation again. Right? Just use logic. So obviously you're looping back around on yourself. It's just the idea of even that sketch, it really should be just random dots everywhere, shouldn't it? Rather than, it's still linear, but I'm trying to illustrate to you that our perception of a line of time, a timeline, it's a convenient discussion tool, but it's not reality. I know. If everybody's doing this, then remember this drawing? Well, it's really more like this, right? And our points of intersection, oh, that's interesting, right? If time were truly like this, we'd never meet. Yeah, think about that. This is how we meet, because we're just moving around all over the place, time. What we have is momentum that takes us from one moment to the other, but there's no direction to it, right? I know that's a little tough to think about. So here's the summation, if you will. Timelines, like I said, like a nebula, are a cloud of occurrences, events. And like I proposed at the top there, have you ever asked how it is you find yourself in repeated circumstances in your life? Well, if you understand time in this way, it's quite obvious. Time is just a tool of measurement. Time is the interstitial opportunity for influence, right? The moments between moments. Are those moments, or are they just one moment dissolving as another births or comes into existence? Not truly a moment, but a period, however infinitely small, of influence, whether it's influence from consciousness or influence from simply the engine of life, the karmic influence that keeps reinstantiating, yeah? Time provides our experience of the engine of life. It is the engine of life, but time, because it's a construct of the samsaric mind, provides, I say, our experience of the engine of life. That is what Buddhahood is. Well, it's also samsara, but the samsaric experience is quite rote. Right? There's no agency there. We think there is, but we're just following the program. Whereas Buddhahood provides us the means to witness, experience, and apply agency to those moments, to intervene, to push, right? That's why we chant, to get that Buddhahood, some energy, some awakeness, some let's influence this huge amalgam of karma that we are experiencing moment to moment, everywhere, all at once, wherever. Sparks, yeah? So, that's my little visualization. You'll go to this page and you'll scroll down at least one page and you'll find the links down there. Anything else I can show you? Just the website itself, I suppose. It changes a little bit. I'm trying to update it and keep it updated. Anyway, so timelines. This is a mental exercise, right? It gets you to maybe understand the language of Shakyamuni in his attempt to break us free from that one after another. Right? Because each one of those moments, I could have made a slide, has the realm of Buddha-ness. Again, that's just another way of saying, can go in any direction. It's not a hard, fast rule that everything moves in one. It's just like the universe itself. The cosmos doesn't have a center. It's just going everywhere all the time. It's really how our mind works as well. Everything in the cosmos. All right. So just a short video. Just wanted to see if I could lend a hand to try to grasp this concept of Buddhist time, yeah? Take care of yourself. I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.